Amuru District Health Department has arranged an emergency orientation program for health workers in high-volume health facilities to strengthen preparedness against the Ebola virus outbreak in the country. The exercise targets health workers in both government and private not-for-profit health center 3s and health center 2s across the district. Amuru district has 5 government health center 3s, including Olwal, Labon, Gali Otwe, Kaladima, Pabo, Pogo, and Powell, alongside 3 private non-profit health center 2s. Robert Onegalit, the district surveillance focal person, said on Monday the orientation program was prompted by the growing risk of Ebola infections among health workers nationwide. At least 7 Ebola cases have so far been confirmed in the country, 3 of them involving health workers. The latest cases confirmed on Monday morning by the health ministry were health workers attached to a private health facility in Kampala. Onegalit said the orientation program focuses on case definition, outbreak preparedness, alert management, infection prevention and control, and improving the readiness of health workers to handle suspected Ebola cases. He noted that the district is also reviewing its emergency response capacity, including referral systems, isolation facilities, and the availability of medical supplies. Arua resident City Commissioner retired Major Betty Otekat Akelo has suspended all public entertainment over the continued threat of Ebola from DR Congo. The announcement, which temporarily bars all forms of public entertainment, was released on Eid al-Adha Day and is to take immediate effect. The suspension on all forms of entertainment follows the suspension of all border markets with DR Congo, like Odrama Chako, Lia in Arua City, and Ejupala and Kampala markets in Arua District, which came into force early this week. Currently, there are increasing fears of a possible Ebola virus disease outbreak in the West Nile due to the continuous unregulated inflow and outflow of persons from Uganda, DR Congo, and South Sudan within the West Nile region. In a letter dated 25th May, released on 27th May 2026 to the general public, the RCC, who is also the chairperson of the Ebola Virus Disease Task Force in the city, said the decision was taken following resolutions of the task force from a meeting held earlier. According to the letter, among those suspended public entertainments include discos, night entertainment activities, music shows, concerts and other social gatherings which attract large crowds, cultural celebrations, betting and gaming activities, and cross-border public transport activities were suspended.